Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Rochester police said a teenager girl for whom an Amber Alert was issued is on her way back to Rochester. Police said Joanna Coates, 14 years old, was abducted on LaSalle Street around 7 on Saturday. Coates and 41-year-old Robert Gonzalez were found in Brooklyn just yesterday. The New York City Police Department and FBI helped track down the pair. Police say they are working to bring them both back to Rochester. Gonzalez was arrested by police on a misdemeanor third-degree assault warrant. The warrant, by the way, is unrelated to the Amber Alert investigation. According to RPD, Gonzalez will be later extradited to Rochester, at which time he will be charged with kidnapping in connection to the Amber Alert case. So, thankfully, they've got her back and she's safe.
Because they were saying yesterday that, you know, there was the concern that her life was in danger.
Yeah, imminent danger.
Yeah. If you're a dog owner, check the label on your dog's food. The FDA is recalling several popular brands of dry dog food, including Natural Life, Nutriska, Sunshine Mills, and ANF, due to dangerous levels of vitamin D. The affected products, which include grain-free chicken, lamb, rice, and other flavors, come in various sizes, and health officials are saying the food could have up to 70 times the safe amount of vitamin D.
Ooh.
Too much vitamin D in a dog's diet can cause vomiting, loss of appetite, increased thirst, increased urination, excessive drooling, and weight loss. At toxic levels, vitamin D can cause kidney failure and even death for your dog. So, again, check your dog's food labels. Dry food, a lot of popular brands, Natural Life, Nutriska, Sunshine Mills, and ANF. If your dog is showing any of the symptoms, by the way, be sure to contact your vet. You can find the full list of recalled dry dog food products at FDA.gov.
Yesterday, we talked about Pete Davidson coming out in response to how he's been treated, specifically online, for the past 9 months.
A lot of cyberbullying.
To sum it up, he basically said, no matter how many people tell me to kill myself,
I won't.
It's not going to happen.
Oh,
Ariana Grande is now speaking out as well, and she has asked fans to stop cyberbullying Pete after he complained Monday about the, quote, entire world trashing him. Said, quote, please be gentler with others. I really don't endorse anything but forgiveness and positivity, she wrote yesterday on her Instagram story. She added, I care deeply about Pete and his health, and I will always have love for him.
She also said, if you gathered, you know, from Thank You Next, that she had anything but love for him, she said, you misunderstood the song. So for the people who think Thank You Next is like taking a jab at him, it's not.
Yeah, if he did something terrible and she was really mad at him,
yeah.
I mean, she's probably not telling everyone that he's got a huge tooth.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Not doing any favors.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, unless you're in Cape Coral, Florida, where a real-life Grinch, a real-life Scrooge...
This is awful. What a monster.
...left several children in tears at a holiday festival over the weekend. Cell phone video captured at the festival. This guy carrying... He's holding up a large sign in the middle of all the excitement and happiness, screaming, there is no Santa Claus, as children nearby were waiting in line to see Santa.
There's no Santa Claus!
And I feel sorry for that individual. He must have a very sad life.
The man reportedly stood there in this fashion for 3 hours, his sole purpose appearing to be ruining the holiday spirit at the event and making kids cry. Cape Coral police were at the event, but they said they couldn't do anything because he was exercising his freedom of speech. The only way they can get involved is if the person is using a megaphone or inciting a riot, which he was not. He was, you know, freedom of speech, but definitely a tough issue if you're a parent or a dilemma. I mean, what do you do? I'd want to go up and, you know, give him a piece of my mind.
I mean, it's pretty easy for parents, shouldn't it be? Like that man is clearly a lunatic. He's screaming in public. Look at him. Listen to him. Don't listen to a word he says.
True.
Boom.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
And that's how you'll handle it. Now that you're a dad to be.
Dad of the year over here already. Okay. Pet names and relationships.
Oh, God, no.
The majority of us have them.
Can we pretend this didn't happen, please?
I wish I could, actually. I wish I could pretend this happened, but this is incredibly awkward, and I feel like if we don't get it out there, it's gonna fester, all right?
Why? It was an accident. It was a total accident.
I might need to make a little visit to our HR department
later
on today based
Corey!
On what Whitney said to me
Corey!
Right before the feed. We'll get into it next.